Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Freya Anderson. If you don't know Freya, I want you to pay attention because she's someone who's really important for our state. Freya is the Talking Book librarian. We get our books from Utah, and our machines, they come from Utah, but every application that gets sent in goes to Freya first. Freya and I have talked often when I'll send her an application, and maybe I don't have all the information, or maybe I call her with questions about this or that. So Freya is going to talk about the library services and what's happening. The library always is growing, changing to meet the needs of the consumers throughout this country. For those of you who don't know, the library services have been in existence since the 1930s. In fact, there are wonderful stories from one of our former presidents getting books as a boy and reading them. So it's an important service, and thank you, Freya, for heading it up and talking to us. Take it away.
I'm very glad. Thanks for the introduction, and thanks for having me here. One of the things that I'm always trying to do is to get the word out to more people, because I really do believe in this service. I think I've seen it make a real difference in people's lives. And so anything I can do to get the word out more is better. So I'm going to talk pretty quickly, but I do encourage anybody, if you have any questions or comments, to if chat is convenient, you can put them in chat, or you can ask me, unmute and ask me, I think. But I'm happy to take any questions at any point. I did want to mention that I'm not the state librarian. the state librarian is Patience Fredrickson, and she's over the whole, much broader than Talking Books, but I'm the regional librarian for Talking Books.
There we go.
Our website, first of all, just to make sure that everybody can find us, because most of what I'm talking about, you can find information there, is talkingbooks.alaska.gov. And I apologize if I sound a little muffled. I'm at work and I have a mask, but I'll try to speak as clearly as I can. So just really briefly about the service, it is a completely free service. It is available to any Alaskan, well, through us, it's available to any Alaskan with a visual disability or a physical disability that prevents you from using regular books, or even people with reading disabilities. And we have a long, but I don't think onerous, application. Most of the application is trying to find out what sort of book you want to read. We do require a certification, and this is actually one of the things that the National Library has just recently updated, I think partially due to COVID. So certification is required, and it's pretty simple. If you're qualifying for a visual disability, then it can be a social worker, it can be a doctor, it can be a caregiver, as long as it's not somebody that you're related to. And it used to be that we were required to get signatures as well as complete information about the person who was doing the certification. And we are no longer required to get those signatures as long as all of the information about you or about the certifier is there. So we're hopeful that that will make it easier. I know sort of getting things to people for signatures has been sort of difficult for some people. As Bonnie mentioned, we contract with the Utah State Library for the Blind and Disabled for providing the machines that we use, as well as the audiobooks, Braille, and managing the downloadable program called Bard. We're just really tickled pink with the work that Utah has done since they started a few years back providing service to Alaskans. Not only is this a cost-saving measure, but we've actually seen some improvements in service because they serve so many people, they have a much larger catalog, and so there are more books available, and they also have a reading program, and so we're actually able to offer more Alaskan books than we were able to provide when we were providing service directly from Alaska. Utah has been open throughout the pandemic, and they've been sending out books and machines on pretty much the same schedule as before the pandemic. There's been no break in service for Alaskans whatsoever. However, there have been some delays with the Postal Service. Some of our users are finding that, particularly new users who are waiting for machines, are finding that that those are sometimes slow to get to them. And I know that's a big problem because the service is so important. And so one of the things that I wanted to just touch base with folks about, just mention, is some resources in addition to the Talking Book service through the Alaska Talking Book Center that you can use in order to download ebooks or audiobooks, ebooks that you can use with a screen reader or can enlarge, or audiobooks that you can listen to like you would for talking books. And there are some options that may help at least tide you over until the machines come through. So first of all, I do want to mention Bard. That is the downloadable service through the Talking Book service. And it's amazing. I use it myself. I have an app on my iPhone. I have several different apps for audiobooks, and I actually prefer it to some of the commercial apps. I find it very, I find it easy to use, and if you've tried it before, and didn't like it, I encourage you to try it again, because NLS is constantly working on improving it, and just in the time that I've been working in Talking Books, I've seen substantial improvement in the app. So that is available once you are accepted into the program, and you can start downloading books as soon as you're signed up. There are some other resources that you can qualify for in the same way that you qualify for Talking Books. One that some of you may be aware of is called Bookshare, and that has both audiobooks and ebooks that can be downloaded. Also, the Internet Archive has a program digitizing books, and they have the Open Library where anybody can go and use those books, and these are ebooks only, so it would be for use with a screen reader, or you could enlarge it if you were able to read large print. But they also have a program called Books to Borrow, which allows people to check out ebooks. And normally you can only check those out for 1 hour, but they have a special program for people with print disabilities, which are the same people that would qualify for Talking Books. And that allows a 14-day checkout, and sometimes that can even be extended in special circumstances. So again, these are ebooks that allow you to listen with a screen reader or to enlarge the print and read it that way. Really cool program. Then there are also some programs that are just free for everybody. Again, that Internet Archive has the option for Open Library. Those are books that are in the public domain, and so anybody can use those. LibriVox has audiobooks, and your local library offers options as well. And it varies from library to library. Through the Talking Book Center, if you have a local library card, most Alaska libraries are participating in the Alaska Digital Library. But if your local library isn't, or if that's not convenient, we can set you up for a card, and you can download ebooks and audiobooks through the Alaska Digital Library. Lots of libraries have other options, but you'd want to touch base with your local library about those. So just, I think the app for Talking Books, Bard, is probably the best one I've seen. And it has a huge catalog, and you don't have to return anything or anything like that. So I think that is the easiest way to go, but some of these options may help, particularly if you don't find the book you're looking for on Bard. Sometimes specialty books end up in one of these other locations. If you ever have difficulty, or if you ever are interested in exploring any of these options, I'm very happy to help. And I'll talk much slower then. The other thing I wanted to touch base about, given the season, is the elections. And it was really interesting to hear the work that's being done to enable people to vote more easily. But what I wanted to talk about is how to some resources to help you decide who and what you want to vote for. And so at the Division of Elections website, which is elections.alaska.gov, and that's also available linked from our website, there's information there on candidates and on ballot measures that is accessible. And there's a couple of different options. And the easiest way I found to get to sort of all the information pulled together is if you go to the Voters tab and click on Disabled Voter Assistance. And to find out about candidates or ballot measures, you can scroll down, and there's a link to each of those. And then when you select the candidate that you're interested in, there are two links, and this is not the most user-friendly way of setting it up, but there are two links for each candidate that has provided information. So not all candidates have provided information for us to record, but where they have one that says OEP submission, and that a PDF of what the candidate has provided, and then another says OEP audio. OEP stands for Official Election Pamphlet. The OEP submission is a PDF, and you can, again, make that large or use a screen reader. But the OEP audio has been recorded. Some folks in Utah recorded some of them, and folks in Alaska recorded some of them. We tried really hard to get the right pronunciations, even when from different areas of Alaska, there are different place names and such. And so I'm really proud of the work that was done on those. There's also a full pamphlet in a PDF that you can, again, use with a screen reader or enlarge. And if all of this is inconvenient, you can also request for us to send you the voter information you'd like on a thumb drive, which you can then play with your Talking Books reader or using a regular computer. And that's available, again, from our website, talkingbooks.alaska.gov. I'm right at 10:20. I don't know if anybody has any questions. I do apologize for talking so quickly. I didn't want to run over, and I wanted to get all the information out.
Freya, you've done a great job. Thank you so much. Are there any questions? If you want to ask a question, raise your hand. Aubrey, get ready for another door prize. Let's do one more before we Here are the next speakers.
Oh, we do one question, then we should go to our next presenter, probably.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll take
Deborah Williams.
Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I want to know, do you also offer the audio descriptive videos?
We don't have descriptive videos through Talking Books, but that's really an important question. One thing that we are doing, and this is a separate project from Talking Books, but the Alaska State Libraries, Archives, and Museum provide quite a few really interesting videos online via YouTube. And they're not like popular videos, they're more Alaskan related. And those, where there's, some of them are kind of talking heads, and so that doesn't have audio description. But where there's content that could benefit from audio description, we are, we've been adding that in, and we are actively adding more audio description to that content. But we don't have popular videos with audio description. Some public libraries may have, some services that include that, as an option. And I know I have Netflix, and Netflix is now allowing you to limit by audio described content.
Great. Thank you, Debbie, for that question. Thank you, Freya, for sharing all that you did.
Thanks for having me.